We've been struggling over the past maybe 4 or 5 days on whether we use a scalpel or a hammer to attack the spiking of COVID-19 on the island of Oahu. But we've chosen the scalpel for now.
That was Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell, shortly before announcing the return of some restrictions on Oahu, but not a complete shutdown. Governor David Ige and Caldwell met Monday and came up with the city's latest emergency order. It's called Act Now Honolulu, No Social Gatherings.
There can be no social gatherings indoors or outdoors on the island of Oahu. And by that we mean no parties larger than 5 coming together, whether it be in a private or public setting. If you're in your home, inviting neighbors over, no social gatherings. Be careful.
The new order also limits gatherings to a maximum of 5 people at outdoor and indoor attractions. That includes the zoo, museums, and movie theaters. Restaurants can remain open for dine-in service, but with groups limited to 5 people, down from 10. Face coverings are required in open air and enclosed malls, and at spiritual services, there can be no singing or playing of wind instruments. Businesses also need to follow tighter restrictions.
We want all common areas for eating closed, other than to go in and heat up your food, but not open for people to come in and have lunch. And we're asking that businesses around this island reduce the number of employees at offices on a daily basis by either encouraging telecommuting, working from home, or staggered work schedules.
Oahu beaches, parks, and trails remain closed for the next 28 days, but gyms can still operate. Caldwell explained his logic.
A lot of it has to do with trying to control gatherings in a public setting. And we know that in many cases where we have the biggest problems is outside, where a lot of people gather. And so we looked at areas where they're doing a good job of controlling gatherings. And we know in gyms that is occurring for the most part. And gyms don't want to be shut down, so they're managing how people use the equipment and making sure that face coverings are being worn and that everything is spread at least 6 feet apart.
Caldwell says his decisions to allow some businesses to remain open are not motivated by whether the city can collect tax revenue. From Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Casey Harlow.